He had an irresistible impulse. I wanted to see what was happening. I got up. "Jenny, where are you going?" my mom asked. "I'm going to the science lab. Don't worry," I said, and I quickly walked away. The door of the lab was closed. Inside, I heard Mr. Adams opening the fridge. I imagined his anger. "Oh, no," he exclaimed. "Where is it?" "Where is what, Clyreg?" Dana asked. "Are you talking about the hypnotizing spray? You lost, Clyreg," she exclaimed triumphantly.
What? You know?"
Clyreg was shocked. "What spray? What are you saying?" said Steve, who didn't know anything about it. What courage Dana has, I thought. Mr. Adams had the power to electrocute her if he wanted. It was stupid to make him angry. But in the end, it seems that Paul was right. Clyreg wasn't really a bad alien. "Well, I don't think Vow need us, Anvamore," Dana said. The door opened and she walked out. "Come on, Steve. Everything's okay. Let's go back to the meeting." Then Clyreg came out. He seemed confused and helpless. I looked at my watch. "Clyreg, it's 9:17. Go, don't miss your spaceship," I said, almost with compassion. Clyreg looked at me, even more surprised.